Hobbits of Flores Island. In 2004, archaeological workers on the Indonesian island of Flores unearthed the skeleton of an adult hominoid female who stood less than a meter tall, weighed about 20 kilograms, and had a brain the size of a chimpanzee's. More fossils of these diminutive hominids were subsequently discovered on Flores, and radioactive dating indicated that some of them were shockingly recent, a mere 18,000 years old. Although not all anthropologists are convinced, many experts think that the remains are those of a new species, dubbed Homo floresiensis, and that this species is more closely related to Homo erectus, an extinct hominid species, than it is to Homo sapiens. Homo floresiensis is thought to have evolved from Homo erectus ancestors that arrived on Flores at least 840,000 years ago, at a time when the island lacked any other flightless mammals except rodents and pygmy elephants. The fossils tell us that these hobbits hunted pygmy elephants, which may have been their major food source. Assuming that the majority of the opinion is correct, the discovery of a small hominid species surviving until relatively recent times stimulates several questions. How did their ancestors reach Flores? Why did they evolve to be so small? How did they manage to avoid extermination by the much larger modern humans who spread across Indonesia and reached Australia at least 46,000 years ago? A probable scenario is that ancestral Homo erectus colonized Flores during a period of glacial expansion, when sea levels were about 150 meters lower than they are today. At that time, Java and Bali would have been part of the Asian mainland. Even so, to reach Flores, the colonists had to cross three water gaps. These gaps were narrow enough that an island on the other side would have been visible and reachable on a simple raft or canoe. That the hobbits evolved small size is not surprising. Biogeographers have observed that when large mammals colonize small islands, they typically evolve smaller size. Pygmy hippos, buffaloes, ground sloths, elephants, deer, and other mammals have all evolved on islands. In part, this may be because islands typically lack both the resources to sustain large animals and the kinds of predators that feed on smaller animals. Homo floresiensis and the pygmy elephants they hunted would be examples of this well-known phenomenon. The fact that the Homo floresiensis lineage survived was probably due in large part to the three water gaps, which would have fluctuated in size with glacial fluctuations. Later hominid expansion across Indonesia to New Guinea could have occurred via a more easily traversed northerly route, leaving the hobbits isolated and untouched for many millennia. The study of our own history, the evolution of Homo sapiens, has its own field, anthropology, but it is also the legitimate study of biologists.